AccuWeather forecast for today. Part patchy morning fog and showers, then hopefully just cloudy at least the rest of the way. We'll have a high near 40 degrees. We might see some dryness on Saturday as we go into the weekend. Temperature-wise, we go to Kenosha at this hour. The temperature reading is 37 degrees, hasn't changed all morning. 38 in Burlington, Milwaukee 38, also 37 degrees in Racine. We Energy is putting out an alert to its customers. Be aware, there's a bunch of scammers out there, and they're making phone calls to people saying they owe money. An alarming spike, according to the utility, in the number of them targeted by these scammers. Yesterday alone, Brian Manthey of We Energy says more than 100 customers reported getting a call from somebody who said they were with the utility and were demanding immediate payment. Scammers have been targeting mainly the Milwaukee area, but Manthey says a few even came out of Kenosha County. He's urging every customer of theirs not to fall victim to this scam.
That business in particular, but even residents will get called on this, to be wary of anybody calling to say that they are going to disconnect your power if you don't pay within a given amount of time, a half hour, 45 minutes, and ask you to pay with a prepaid debit card. All those things are red flags.
He reminds you there's a winter moratorium in effect that will be for several more weeks, which means you cannot cut off service. If you get a call from a utility bill person like this, Manthey says, just hang up on them, but call We Energies, let them know. You can at least check out to see if there's any legitimacy to it. But they don't do that kind of stuff. Manthey says no reports coming out of the Racine County area, just out of Kenosha County, but he notes things could also change as time goes on here. Scammers, he said, seem to have been targeting so far auto body shops, veterinarians, and dentists. In Camp Lake in western Kenosha County, there was a fire yesterday at a home that was reported just before 11, the 27800 block of 100th Street. The occupant, a woman, finding white smoke coming out of a clothes dryer just before she was headed off to work. She and her two dogs managed to evacuate safely before Town of Salem Fire and Rescue units arrived. And then a short time later, a mutual aid box alarm was issued. That means more equipment and more personnel. Fire was declared under control and the box alarm struck out about half an hour later. Heaviest fire damage confined to that laundry room, smoke damage through the entire house. A man from Racine, after almost 33 years, gets a pardon from outgoing President Obama after illegally doling out food stamps, while two Milwaukee men get clemency on 10-year-old federal drug conviction sentences. Fred Hicks, 67 years old, from Racine, sentenced to probation, ordered to pay a fine and make restitution for that federal food stamp crime. Jeffrey Coleman, coming out of jail in May after nearly 30 years on a sentence for cocaine distribution. This is back in 2006. And Cartel McLemore, he's going to be set free in May, a 20-year term for cocaine possession and being a felon in possession of a gun. A Racine man accused of robbing the Landmark Credit Union office on Rapids Drive January 5th, he waived his preliminary hearing yesterday and entered a not guilty plea. 28-year-old Renault Griffin Jr., facing charges of the robbery of a financial institution, cocaine possession, and bail jumping. He's going to be back in court on February 24th. Mount Pleasant Village Board next Monday night going to finalize the job postings for the vacant administrator's position and the new position of Human Resources Director. Police Chief Tim Zarzecki has been filling in as the interim administrator since the summer. Human resources matters, though, have been handled in part by the finance director for the village. The Personnel Committee talked about things yesterday. Trustee Gary Feast wanting the full board to weigh in on the job descriptions approved at the meeting. Trustee John Hewitt said he felt that allowing the administrator to have input, which Feast was not kind to, he thought that would be a good idea.
An administrator coming in with a master's degree of public administration is going to have multiple experiences with that master's degree and any undergraduate degrees and everything there too. So I think that the administration job and the HR job oftentimes work together to oversee policies and personnel and everything.
Issue of timing, that'll be determined by the trustees on Monday. It's indicated, though, if the trustees do approve the job descriptions, then those positions could be posted as soon as the very next morning. And there's going to be a new position going on at the White House, somebody coming in new, taking out the old, if you will. A new president coming in today. It's the inauguration day. And Tammy Baldwin, Wisconsin's U.S. Senator, the Democrat, she's going to be attending the ceremony for President-elect Trump, notes that she represents all residents of the Badger State.
You know, I certainly respect their decisions. I'm going, as I have to previous inaugurations, because I respect this democracy and that I am a representative in the United States Senate.
On WRJN's Community Conversations, Baldwin also said not only must the new president be held accountable for what goes forward in Washington, so does the Republican Congress have to be held accountable for everybody's sake, not just Wisconsinites. Illinois-based Rivera Electric Supply Company is a fourth-generation family-owned electrical distributor which has acquired Nelson Electric Supply on State Street in Racine. Company news release says it will foster an unparalleled depth and breadth of products, engineering solutions, and value-added capabilities throughout southern Wisconsin. Rivera has 10 locations in northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin, and in addition to Nelson, making Rivera strategically positioned to fully support the industrial construction markets and any and all automation and electrical needs. The Menards off Oaks Road and Highway 11 in Mount Pleasant going to be expanding a little bit on the existing lumber yard to the east side of the complex. Interim Community Development Director Sam Schultz said it's going to be just over 10,000 square feet of warehouse space and almost 8,000 square feet for a special orders area. Ronnie Wecken of Menards headquarters in Eau Claire said this is one of the many such projects they're doing at their facilities all across the state.
This is a company-wide initiative that we're doing to all of our stores to bring them up to a new prototypical standard. I think we expanded here with the additional warehouse south of our store probably 8 or 10 years ago, so it's similar to that. We're always continuing to try to create a better service experience for our guests, and so this is part of that initiative that we're rolling out to all of our stores.
The project will also have to include a closed emergency access point for the fire department. One of those is now in place. The site building operational plan for Menards unanimously supported by the Village Plan Commission. Racine's Common Council meeting in Committee of the Whole this week got briefed about an initial compensation study that will generate some additional information on employee attraction and retention against what the private sector has to offer in terms of wages and benefits. Carlson Detman Consulting is on this case. Patrick Glenn, who's with the company, says they've been working on the city of Burlington as well, along with other communities. They measure, renew, and then they recommend based on the total rewards approach.
Internal equity to us is such an important process and an important philosophy, making sure the jobs, if they're performing similar duties, they're paid in a similar fashion. It's just so important for you in this day and age to make sure that you have that balance of internal equity, but also the external competitiveness, and using a methodology that's appropriate, it's consistent, it's valid, and we've used this, our methodology and our approach in thousands of applications over the years, but also having something for you that's flexible.
He said their final recommendations for a compensation structure will be the step, method, performance, or a hybrid.
When you set up your bargaining strategy, are you putting yourself in a position where you are offering more to a bargaining group than you would for your non-represented group? And again, that's a tough decision, but we find a lot of our clients where they will say, we can't afford to give anything to our non-union employees. And I get that. I understand it. I understand the affordability issues, but we're going to go for the next 3 years, 4 years, or however long it might be, with 2% or 3%, and all of a sudden at the end of that contract cycle, you have major wage compression.
He talked about fewer layoffs than in past years, but more workers also quitting jobs for different reasons. Says they're going to do some managerial interviews next month and report back to the council in March and get some policy guidance to go forward. WRJN.com, that is our webpage, and that's where we keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.